兄姊妹平安，新年好。
Peace, brothers and sisters, Happy New Year.
感谢主，我们再有一次机会来一同寻求主的心意。
Thank the Lord that once again we have opportunity to seek His will.
我们还是先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you praises and thanksgiving.
我们在饼杯面前纪念了你爱子所成就的一切的救赎的工作。
Before the bread and the cup, we remember your beloved Son, all the work of salvation he has accomplished.
我们在这里不但是纪念，你也在这里教我们怎样能够来到你的宝座前。
And here we do not only remember, but do teach us how we can come approach before your throne.
我们谢谢你，敬拜你。
We thank you and worship you.
我们也求你借着这一点有限的时间向我们的心说话。
Do pray that through such limited time we have, speak to our hearts.
求你借着你儿子耶稣基督的宝血，厚厚的洁净我们，洁净你的教会。
Through the precious blood of your beloved Son Jesus Christ, greatly cleanse each one of us and cleanse your church.
并且实在为我们穿上全副的军装。
And indeed, put on the panoply of God for us.
也差派天使天兵设为安营，管制一切需要被管制的。
And set all the angels and hosts to encamp around them and in control of all those that need to be controlled.
愿你借着你儿子所浇灌的无限量的圣灵，浇灌在教会中，浇灌在每一个圣徒的身上。
Through the infinite of the Holy Spirit, which through your Son has poured upon, that may you pour upon each one of us and the church.
求你向我们说话，向说话的、翻译的、向听话的，都说你自己第一手的话。
Do speak to us. Speak to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen your first-hand words.
你是那位唯一说话的主，你也除去一切说话的拦阻、听话的拦阻、翻译的拦阻。
You are the only one who speaks and do remove all the obstacles that hinders us from speaking, listening, and translating.
愿我们无论是在会所的或者在线上的，都被圣灵所充满。
Regardless whether we are in the meeting place or online, that we all fill by the Holy Spirit.
我们都得着你要向我们说的话。
We can all receive the words you would like to speak to us.
我们也求你败坏恶者，一切有形无形、明处暗处的各种的诡计。
And we do pray that you destroy all the evil schemes of enemy, whether hidden or revealed.
并且使恶者的诡计是中了他自己的诡计。
And let the evil scheme of the enemy be put to shame and fall into his own trap.
我们再一次把颂赞荣耀归给坐在宝座的羔羊和父神。
Once again, we give all the blessings and glory to the Lamb on the throne and the Father.
愿你所做的是超过，远远的超过我们所求所想的。
Do pray that what you do is far surpasses what we ask and seek.
我们谢谢你，敬拜你，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank you and worship you in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read a few portions of scripture.
第一次我们读以弗所书第一章，不，第六章十到二十节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 20.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his strength.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the panoply of God that you may be able to stand against the artifice of the devil.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战， 乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋。穿在脚上。
And shut your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
此外，又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all these, having taken the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并要戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得到口才，能以放胆。开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance might be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known the boldness, the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain that I might be bold in it as I ought to speak.
好，我们读第二段的圣经，在以弗所书第一章从十五节读起。
So the second portion of scripture, first chapter of Ephesians, start from verse 15.
因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
Wherefore, I also having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which is in you, and the love which you have towards all saints.
就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
Do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention of you at my prayers.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Him.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Being enlightened in the eyes of your heart, so that you should know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And what the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of the might of his strength.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
In which he wrought in the Christ in raising him from among the dead, and he set him down at his right hand in the heavenlies.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
Above every principality and authority and power and dominion and every name named, not only in this age but also in that to come.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the assembly.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
第三处圣经，我们读第四章，先第一节到第五节，第六节啊。
Third portion, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1-6.
我为主被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I, the prisoner in the Lord, exhort you therefore to walk worthy of the calling wherewith you have been called.
这第一节哈，蒙召的恩，原文是没有恩典这个字。是行事为人就当与所蒙的呼召相称，就是相配。
The original here is to walk worthy of the calling wherewith you have been called. Although in Chinese it mentioned about the calling of grace, but there is no word grace.
因为常常我们读这一句话，我们把重点放在恩典，但是这一句话它的重点不在恩典，它的重点在于呼召。
Often when we read in Chinese, we put emphasis on the word grace. However, that's not where it should be emphasized upon. It should be emphasized upon calling.
第二节，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
这里中文翻译是合而为一的心，其实重点不在那个心，这是重点是竭力保守灵那灵的，或者是灵的一。
So even though in Chinese there's the word keeping the unity of faith in the heart, however, there's no, in the original, there's no word heart. It's actually the unity of the spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望。
There is one body and one spirit, as you have been also called in one hope of your calling.
这里说你们蒙召，同有一个指望，其实原文是同有一个因为呼召而有的指望。
So the original is that there is one calling, there is one hope that resulted from the calling.
一主，一信，一喜。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，贯乎众人之中。也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in us all.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
But to each one of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of the Christ.
这个照基督所量给个人的恩赐，就是照基督的身量、基督的恩赐和基督的身量所量给的。
So the gift that has been given is measured according to the capacity and measure of Christ.
在我们再从十七节读起。
So let's read from verse 17.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you shall no longer walk as the rest of the nations walk in the vanity of their mind.
这个确实的说，在原文这个字是见证人。
So, although in Chinese there's the word indeed, however, the original is actually the witness.
他说不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心，这里的心呢，不是原文不是心，原文是心思，虚妄的心就是虚空的心思。
Although in Chinese says the vanity of their heart, but actually in the original it's the vanity and empty of their mind.
他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Being darkened in understanding, estranged from the life of God by reason of the ignorance which is in them, by reason of the hardness of their hearts.
这里心地昏昧，这个心地这个字还是关于心思，也就是说心思上黑暗了。
So, here mentioned about the, in Chinese, it mentioned about the darkening in their heart understanding, but actually it also has to do with the mind. The mind is darkened.
所以这说到就是说心思跟神的生命没有关系。
So the mind has nothing to do with the life of God.
那这里呢，这个无知的心啊，这个心呢，就是我们一般讲的心。那这个无知就是不认识啊。
So here talks about the ignorance of the heart that is without understanding.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
Who having cast off all feeling have given themselves up to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greedy unsatisfied lust.
那这个私欲呢，是跟这个情欲 有相当密切的关系。
So there's this word, lust.
你们学了基督却不是这样。
But you have not thus learned the Christ.
你们如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
If you have heard him and been instructed in him according as the truth is in Jesus.
二十一节讲说是听他啊，那个原文没有道那个字。你们如果听他，而且在他的教听了领了他的道，就在他的教训或在他的教导底下。
So here is heard him and also under his instruction.
学了他的真理，这个他原文是耶稣，就是在耶稣的真理里面。
So this word him in the original is in the truth of Jesus.
所以就是说听他受他的教导在耶稣的真理里面。
So that is heard him and also receive instruction from him and also in his truth.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
Namely, you are having put off according to the former conversation the old man which corrupts itself according to the deceitful lust.
变坏这个字呢，事实上就是朽坏的意思。
So there is the actual corruption.
又要将你们的心智改换一心。
And being renewed in the spirit of your mind.
这里心智呢，原文是灵心思，也就是灵所产生的心思更换一心。
So here is the mind that result from the spirit which has been renewed.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And you are having put on the new man which according to God is created in truthful righteousness and holiness.
所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Wherefore, having put off falsehood, speak truth everyone with his neighbor, because we are members one of another.
生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
Be angry and do not sin. Let not the sun set upon your wrath.
不可给魔鬼留地步。
Neither give room for the devil.
从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
Let the stealer steal no more, but rather let him toil, working what is honest with his hand, that he may have to distribute to him that has need.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Let no corrupt word go out of your mouth, but if there be any good one for needful edification, that it might give grace to those that hear it.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you have been sealed for the day of redemption.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Let all bitterness and heat of passion and wrath and clamor and injurious language be removed from you with all malice.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里。在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And be to one another kind, compassionate, forgiving one another, so as God also in Christ has forgiven you.
好，我们再回到第六章的这一段话。
So let us return to the portion in chapter 6.
以弗所书很清楚地告诉我们，教会或者圣徒个人，明显的遭遇或者遇到属灵的征战。
So the book of Ephesians very clearly tells us church or individual obviously encounter the spiritual warfare.
而且呢，我们征战的对象不是与属血气的，乃是与那执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
And also the object of our warfare is our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lord of this darkness, against spiritual power wickedness in the heavenlies.
所以不管我们认识多或少，只要我们愿意行在父神的旨意里面，我们迟早你要面对这个征战的实际。
Therefore, regardless of how much we know, as long as we walk in the will of the Father, so sooner or later we will face the reality of this warfare.
而且这个仇敌魔鬼，有很大的层面是我们肉眼看不见。
And also this enemy, the devil, actually, most of its aspects we cannot be seen by our fleshly eyes.
而且他可以利用任何有形的方式来把我们逼到那个在征战中受逼迫的状态。
And he uses any kind of ways to persecute us and push us to under such warfare.
所以你知道他用的工具是有看得见的，有看不见的层面。
So we know the tool the devil uses can both be unseen or seen.
而且他是管辖着幽暗世界，所以你知道世界一个系统，谁在后面在那里运作。
And also he is the Lord that's in control of this darkness, and therefore we know that the world has a system, and we know that who's behind it.
这也包括宗教世界的系统。
That also
包括基督教系统。
That also includes the system of religion, including the system of Christianity.
而且他充满了诡计，非常这个诡计就是他各种的你想得来想不来的方式。
And he's full of the artifice and which in any kind of way we think of or cannot think of.
那在这一个征战中，我们很容易被引到一个地。
对不起，我现在听不太清楚。
但是这个征战我们很容易被引到那个事情的方面。
And under with such warfare, that it's so easy that we are being led to the material things.
话，或者读了你整个以弗所书，你发现征战的焦点还不是光是事情。
So actually, when we read this passage or in the entire book of Ephesians, we know the focal point of the warfare is not just about things.
仇敌所攻击的是人，是圣徒。
While the enemy attacks are people, the saints.
所以这全副军装啊，不是一个外表形式上的东西。
So the panoply of God is not just something outside.
所以不是穿在，不是喊个口号，穿着好像穿在外面那种，就是说一种形式上而已。
So it's not just a concept that we called our slogan and we just put on.
所以这里不单是，就是说，不单是要穿上，而且是基督是在我们里面。
Therefore, it's not only put on, but Christ is in us.
所以我们对于全副军装需要主更多的开启我们。
Therefore, in regards of the panoply of God, we need the Lord to open us up even more.
它是跟我们这个人灵魂跟身体直接发生关系。
It has direct relationship with us, the spirit, soul, and body.
所以也就是说，我们穿上全副军装，照一个简单的说法，就是我们的灵、我们的魂和我们的身体，都要在神面前，跟神是在神面前是被神看为悦纳的、正常的。
So to put on the panoply of God, simply speaking, is that our spirit, soul, and body has to be normal and acceptable before God.
因为仇敌攻击的对象就是圣徒，就是我们的人，所以攻击我们的灵魂、身体这几个方面。
So because the object of the enemy's attack is toward the saints, and therefore he attacks our spirit, soul, and body.
所以这是一件非常需要做启示的。
Therefore, this is something we truly need the Lord's revelation.
那对我们来讲，我们这一个人在神面前那个真实的被神悦纳或者被神建造、被神成全的状况是非常有密切的关系。
Therefore, to us, it has very closely relationship with us whether we are being perfect or edified and being acceptable before God.
那我们这一次再来看，继续看信德的藤牌和这个救恩的头盔。
And let's continue to look at the shield of faith and also the helmet of salvation.
那信心，上次我们前面提过。一个这个神在信心上是有他的管理规则，实际上对我们来讲的话，一个正常的信心的光景在我们身上是有清洁的心、无愧的良心和无伪的信心。
So last time we mentioned that in regards of faith, God has His rule of government, and therefore for us to have a normal faith, that is to have a clear conscience, unfeigned faith, and also unfeigned faith.
所以这是叫我们可以到神面前跟神有交通，能够从神那里得着引导。
So this is so that we can have fellowship with God and come before Him to receive guidance.
但信心，如果你读加拉太书，从第三章到第五章，你就很清楚地发现，信心的生活事实上是跟随圣灵的生活。
And when we read in Book of Galatians, chapter 3 to 5, we very clearly know that the life of faith is the life of walking in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们跟圣灵的交通如果不真实，如果不准确，那可能我们信心生活就很有瑕疵。
Therefore, if our fellowship with the Holy Spirit is not accurate and also not real, then our life of faith might be lacking.
那主也借着主也亲自在约翰福音告诉我们，他是借着圣灵、借着宝惠师，把我们带进入一切的真理。
And also, our Lord through the Gospel Book of John clearly tells us that He is through the Holy Spirit guide us into all truth.
所以，我们真理的经历不是从头脑来的， 我们真理的经历是从圣灵在我的灵里面引导我逐渐进入的。
So therefore, the experience of truth does not come from our mind, but it is through the Holy Spirit guide us that we can gradually enter in.
所以我们也许会发生一个情形，我们好像心思上懂了一些东西，我们就觉得这样子应该是全部了，但事实上可能还不是。
Therefore, it might be that we thought because our mind understanding a little bit, and therefore we thought that's it. However, that's not so.
因为神是无限大，所以神说的话里面藏的也无限的丰富。
For because God is infinite, and therefore what God speaks hides all His riches.
所以他要借着圣灵把我们带进到一切的真理。
Therefore, through the Holy Spirit, He will guide us into all truths.
那也就是说，如果我们跟随圣灵跟的不密切，不是紧紧的跟，我们可能有机会就岔出去了。
Therefore, that means if we do not follow the Holy Spirit very closely, then we might actually go astray.
所以主的话告诉我们说，我们呢，我们的认识或者我们能明白的每一个阶段都是有限的。
Therefore, the Lord's word tells us our understanding and what we know, even in each stage, is limited.
但是呢，这个有限不是问题，问题就是说我们是不是让圣灵能够，我们让圣灵自由地引导我们，带我们进入一切的真理。
But this kind of limit is not the issue. The real issue is whether we can allow the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truths.
所以如果我们真的能够让圣灵带，那我们的有限逐渐把我们逐渐的扩大，然后一直带到他，把我们他所定为成熟的那该有的光景。
Therefore, if we can be truly guided by the Holy Spirit, then our limitation is not an issue, and He will enlarge us and guide us into His infinity.
那他不但是在我们灵里面引导我们，那他也在我们的心思上更新我们。
He does not only guide us in our spirit, but He also renews our mind.
所以我们刚刚看到，就是在以弗所书第四章，就是我们的心思原来可能是黑暗的，可能是虚空的。
So as we have read in chapter 4 Ephesians, our mind originally might be darkened and in vanity.
我们呢是没有基督的心思。
We did not have the mind of Christ.
但是呢，主呢他更新我们，然后呢逐渐让基督的心思从里面能够成起来。
But our Lord renews us, and therefore the mind of Christ gradually can be formed.
那这里有一个宝贵的学习，就是要学会听他，学会。
Sorry, here has a very precious learning is to learn to hear him.
听他是一件，听他是一个很简单的词。听他对于一个学习的人来讲的话，你就发现我们要付代价的。
To hear him is a very simple phrase, but to someone who's learning, we realize we need to pay the price.
因为听他的人呢，就不听自己了。
For because those who listen to him no longer listen to ourselves.
听他的人不听自己，也不听属地的，也不听一切这个属人的。
Those who hear him no longer listen to those earthly things, nor to others.
听他不是一个感觉啊，我们有时候会想说啊，主向我说，主向我说，但是呢，我们可能只是一个感觉，还不一定是真正听到他。
To hear him is not a feeling, although we often say that, oh, sometimes the Lord speak to me. However, we might not have truly heard him.
在腓立比书第一章跟第三章。第一章跟第二章都提到，就是我们立志行事是神在我们心里面运行。
In Book of Philippians, both chapter 1 and 2 mention that we will and we walk is based on the on God works within us.
所以我们听他呢，这个听就是圣灵在我们里面有工作到一个地步，我懂了，我才听见是神是主。是告诉我什么，要我做什么。
So we hear him as the Holy Spirit works in us in such a point that finally we understand and I know what he would like to tell me.
所以不是我的偏好，也不是我起头的，是神照他的旨意要在我身上要成就他的旨意的。
It is not my preference, nor I initiated, but it's God according to his will would like to accomplish his will on me.
而且就是要领着他的教，就是受他教导，受他引导，受他管教，受他改变。
And also have been instructed in him means that receive his teaching, his guidance, his correction and change.
所以这些都是从灵里开始，而且逐渐到魂。
So it's all starting from the spirit and gradually onto the soul.
所以一直到一个地步，我们的心思有基督的心思，神在他旨意中要我们跟随的，我们知道到底要跟随什么。
So it's to such a point our mind has the mind of Christ and in God's will we finally can understand what he would like us to follow.
哦，那这里呢，其实在以弗所告诉我们，这些是神全新创造的工作的一个实际。
So in the book of Ephesians here tells us this is the reality of God's new creation.
所以我们如果是因为这一个神借着圣灵在我里面而改变了像基督的话，这个是新造的工作，在我身上把我做成像基督的，或者把基督的身量做在我身上。
Therefore, if through the work of the Holy Spirit that can transform me, it is the work of new creation upon us, which is to work Christ unto me.
然后这里在讲到说，我们的教会生活，我们的在地上的生活，是根据这个新造的生命来生活。
Then here tells us that our church life, our life upon the earth, is based on this newly created life.
所以这个新的生命呢，它怎么样说呢？是不会给魔鬼留地步的。
Therefore, this new life will not give room for the devil.
什么东西可以给魔鬼留地步
？What can give room for the devil?
在以弗所第四章告诉我们，谎言、谎话可以给魔鬼留地步。
The book of Ephesians tells us that lies can give room for the devil.
如果我们还留这个谎言在我们身上，这个有地位的话，那我们就给魔鬼有机会来或者搅扰我们，或者利用我们。
If we still have ground for lies and falsehood upon us, then we give room for the devil to disturb us or even use us.
还有就是人的愤怒，属人的啊，不是出于神的，不是出于圣灵的。
And also the wrath of man, not from the Holy Spirit.
还有像这些偷窃啦，这其实偷窃后面其实跟贪心有关系的。
And also steal, which what's behind it has to do with greedy.
啊，或者是那些污秽的话。啊，我们的口舌不受圣灵的约束，不给圣灵更新我们的机会。
Or the corrupt words, that is, our mouth or tongue are not being restrained by the Holy Spirit and do not give the Holy Spirit to control us.
所以，当这些事情发生的时候，圣灵是担忧的。但是主的话告诉我们，不要让圣灵担忧。
When all those things happen, actually, the Holy Spirit is grieving, and therefore the Lord tells us, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
还有什么可以让这个魔鬼有工作的地步？
So what else gives ground for the enemy to do work?
在以弗所的第四章告诉我们，有苦毒，有恼恨，有愤怒，有嚷闹，有毁谤，恶毒，这些呢，在任何一个人身上，这都可以给魔鬼有利用我们或者攻击我们搅扰教会的机会。
So book of Ephesians chapter 4 tells us there are also the bitterness, heat of passion, wrath, clamor, injurious language and malice. All those give ground for the enemy to attack us and also disturb church.
所以这些我们刚看到说听他啊， 在他的教导或在他的带领底下，这是一件宝贵的学习。
Therefore, as we see, hear him and also under his instruction, those are the precious learnings.
因为他向我们说话，他管教我们，他更新我们，是要把我们做成新人。
For he speak to us, discipline us, and renew us, that is to work upon us to be a new man.
而且不但是个别的新人，他更重要的是做成团体的新人。
Not just new man individually, but most importantly, to work upon this corporate new man.
那我们看刚才看到这个以弗所第六章讲到全副军装的，讲到信心的藤牌，而且可以灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
And Book of Ephesians chapter 6 says that the shield of faith, which can put off all the inflamed darts of the evil one.
那信心达到一个实际，可以怎么讲说成为有防护作用。
When the faith reach to such a reality that it can be a protection.
好，我们再看两处的圣经，可能是有帮助的。
So let us look at two more places of scripture which can be helpful.
啊，希伯来书第十章第三十八、三十九节。
Book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38-39.
只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
But the just shall live by faith, and if he draw back, my soul does not take pleasure in him.
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
But we are not draw back to a perdition, but of faith to saving the soul.
这里讲到是有信心，以至于这里没有灵那个字，以至于魂能够被，就是魂能够得着，或者是能够被更新，能够被神成全的那样的一个状态。
So here talks about the condition having faith, and therefore the soul is able to be gained and also be perfected.
所以就是说，我们亲近神到一个地步，我们这个心思、情感、意志有没有变成新造？有没有像基督的心思一样？
So that is to say, when we draw close to God to such a point, our mind, will, and emotion, whether has been renewed to such a point, just like the mind of Christ.
因为在希伯来书给我们看到是，这个得救的人可以来到宝座前，是在灵里面来到宝座前，所以宝座在今天在地上的生活是真实的，是但是是在我们身上可以叫我们的这个不但灵里丰富起来。也叫我们魂能够被神得着，能够成为新造的。
For Book of Hebrews show us that those who are saved, we can come before the throne in the spirit, and therefore for those of our life upon earth today, not only in the riches of our spiritual life, but our soul can also be renewed and be gained.
所以这里，而且这里呢，特别是在希伯来书给我们看到，这是经过艰难的过程，这个不是在温室里的一种情况。
And especially we see in Book of Hebrews, this process has to go through difficulties. It's not in just in a greenhouse.
好，我们读一下好了。啊，
so、
你们这个是从三十二节开始，你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受的大征战，各样苦难。
So start from verse 32, but call to mind the earlier days in which, having been enlightened, you endure much conflict of sufferings.
一面被毁谤，遭患难，成了戏景，叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
On the one hand, when you were made a spectacle both in reproaches and afflictions, and on the other, when you become partakers with those who were passing through them.
因为你们体恤的那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也是甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
For you both sympathize with prisoners and accept with joy the plunder of your goods, knowing that you have for yourself a better substance and abiding one.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。
Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense.
你们必须忍耐，等你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
For you have need of endurance in order that having done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
For yet a very little while, he that comes will come and will not delay.
只是一人并因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
But the just shall live by faith, and if he draw back, my soul does not take pleasure in him.
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以至于魂得救的人。
But we are not drawn back to perdition, but of faith to saving the soul.
所以这里给我们看到得着的过程是有征战，但是这些得着的人，他是在忍耐中行完了神的旨意。得着的所应许的。
So we see that in order to receive the, this process has warfare, but we do see that those, who have received it have endurance and therefore done the will of God and might receive the promise.
我们再看一处的圣经，这是彼得告诉我们。
Another place of scripture which mentioned by Peter.
彼得前书第一章第九节开始。
Start from 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
所以这里信心的果效，或者是信心的目标，或者信心的一个终结。
So the end of your faith, the fruit of your faith.
就是魂的救恩，这里因为中文有灵，但其实原文就是魂，是魂的救恩。
So here the original is the salvation for your souls.
那下面就讲到关于这个魂的救恩是怎么回事。
So the following talks about what exactly is the salvation of souls.
论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细寻求考察。
Concerning which salvation prophets who have prophesied of the grace towards you sought out and searched out.
就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候。
Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them pointed out, testifying before of the sufferings which belong to Christ and the glories after these.
他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己。那是为你们，那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些。
To whom it was revealed that not to themselves but to you they ministered those things which have now been announced to you by those who have declared to you the glad tidings by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven which angels desire to look into.
所以要约束你们的心。谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Wherefore, having girded up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope with perfect steadfastness in the grace which will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
好，这里约束你们的心，原文不是心，还是心思那个相关字。
So the original, the gird up the loins of your mind.
所以这里给我们看到，这个救恩是由基督的灵在圣徒里面启示圣徒。
So we see the salvation is that there's the Spirit of Christ within the saints to reveal them.
圣灵在我们身上的工作很奇妙的。
It is so amazing the work of the Holy Spirit upon us.
我们起头只经历到，只感受到是圣灵。
Originally, we only experience and we feel the Holy Spirit.
但圣灵是为基督做见证，圣灵是做出于基督，是出于主自己的。
But the Holy Spirit testifies for Christ, and the Holy Spirit comes out from Christ. It's the Lord Himself.
圣灵不高举自己，圣灵呢是把出于基督的、出于神儿子的，把它带给圣徒。
The Holy Spirit does not uplift itself, but only brings what comes from the Lord, from Christ, to the saints.
所以我们起头经历感觉有圣灵的工作，但是我们好像很模糊。
So at first we do feel the work of the Holy Spirit, but we feel it's vague.
但是圣灵不断地在我们身上，如果我们这个让圣灵做工，这个做工呢，不让就是不中断啊，不打岔。
But the Holy Spirit unceasingly work upon us, and His work is not being distracted.
你就发现呢，就圣灵也是在做工，但圣灵呢，逐渐把我们带到，把基督的带到基督的实际，把基督的灵，就让我们知道圣灵是基督的灵。
Then the Holy Spirit works upon us, so we can be brought into the reality of Christ. Then we realize that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
他把基督的生命，把基督的生命性情，把基督的丰富，做在我们身上。
He works the life of Christ, all the nature characters of Christ upon us.
所以这里就是基督的灵在圣徒身上做工，而且知道基督是怎样，他是先受苦，后得荣耀。
So here the Spirit of Christ works upon the saints, and also we know that he first suffered, then received glory.
所以在我们心思上逐渐产生，这不是我强迫我这样想。而是圣灵在我里面做到一个地步，就是到一个地步，我知道说这是我的心思，我的魂顺服灵所产生的这个心思。
So then it's not forcing us to think this way. However, it is the Holy Spirit work upon us to such a point that it's our mind, which our soul obeys the Spirit, and therefore that results in this mind.
这叫我们可以认识基督，可以经历基督，可以得着基督。
So this helps us to know Christ, to experience Christ and gain Christ.
并且可以见证基督。
And able to testify Christ.
所以这是非常宝贵的事情。
So that is so precious.
所以他说要约束你们的心思，谨慎自守，专心盼望主耶稣基督，耶稣基督。他显现的时候所带来的恩典。
Therefore, here says, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope with perfect steadfastness in the grace which will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以信心的生活是把我们带到跟就是与就就是磨成神儿子的那个形磨成神儿子形象的那个实际。
So faith, the life of faith, which brings us into the reality to be conformed into the image of God's Son.
所以信心如果可以成为藤牌，那也就是什么？是基督的实际彰显的。
So when faith can become the shield, which is the reality of Christ being revealed.
但是我们发现呢，我们要这个要进入这个实际呢。怎么讲呢？就是说，要认识，因为我们认识基督，我们有时候讲的很，就是说很笼统，是吧
？But in order to enter into its reality, often when we say about to know Christ, it seems pretty vague.
但是在以弗所书呢，告诉我们有一个角度，是叫我们在信心上能够进到这个丰富的地步。
But in the book of Ephesians tells us from certain angle that enables us to enter into the riches of faith.
也就是在圣灵的启示中，圣灵给的智慧中，认识神的呼召。
That is in the revelation of the Holy Spirit and in the wisdom given by the Holy Spirit, we know the calling from God.
那这个呼召呢，就把许多东西呢，就变具体化。
And this calling makes many things concrete.
那我们要认识这个呼召，我们要先认识基督，认识主自己。
In order to know this calling, first we need to know Christ, the Lord Himself.
那你同时认识这个呼召的时候，你就认识盼望在哪里。
While you know this calling, you also will know where the hope is.
所以这个呼召呢，是带来盼望的。因为我们在面对征战的时候， 常常冲击我们的就是你有没有护照。
So this calling brings hope as when we face the spiritual warfare, which what we often encounter is, are we being called?
或者说那个护照，你所知道的护照，或者你所从主那里得着的护照，具体是什么？
Or what exactly is the calling you know which you receive from the Lord?
但是我们看第四章讲的只有一个护照。
And in chapter 4, we see there's only one calling.
所以这个护照就是它是一个总括性的护照。
So this calling actually includes all.
这个总括性的护照就是基督的身体。
This all-inclusive calling is the body of Christ.
就是基督跟基督的身体。
That is Christ and his body.
那这个护照呢，你是如果从这里接下来，那你这个在主面前的方向就会清楚。
So when you receive such calling, then your direction before the Lord will be clear.
那我们看这个主耶稣他显明这个护照的丰富。
So we see the Lord has revealed the riches of this glory, this calling.
主耶稣是把天父的丰富彰显出来。
Our Lord has revealed the riches of the Heavenly Father.
那他也显明神差派他到地上来所要成就的一切的事情。
And he also revealed all the things he will accomplish while Father sent him upon the earth.
那神借着他不是只是让神儿子的事情，神儿子工作成就了就结束了。
So God through him is not just to accomplish all those what the Son of God shall accomplish.
那神呢，同时要得着众圣徒为他的产业。
But God also would like to receive all the saints to be his inheritance.
那这个产业呢，是跟基督自己是一致的。
And this inheritance is the same as Christ himself.
那也是这个在运行在基督身上的大能，也在这个产业上来显明的。
And also this power that works upon Christ also being revealed upon this inheritance.
所以在我们信主的生活中，我们有许多时候都要经历到死而复活的大能。
So in our Christian life, very often we experience the power of resurrection.
有许多时候我们都要经历主把我们在非常受限制、非常危急的情况中，天是开的，升天的大能。
And very often we experience while we are in such dangerous and critical situation, but then the heaven is open and we have this power of ascension.
而且主在一切的情况中呢，要显明他是远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的，不但是今世的，连来世的都超过了。
And also in all circumstances, our Lord revealed that he's above every principality, authority, power, dominion, every name, not only in this age, but also that to come.
所以这个实际就是已经胜过仇敌的实际。
So this reality is already the reality that overcome the enemy.
所以呢，这主让我们先看见基督，我神的儿子已经胜过的，已经胜过的事实。
So God allows us to see that Christ, the Son of God, this is a reality he has already overcome.
而且呢，神把一切的所有都伏在他的脚下。
And God put all things under his feet.
那神又使耶稣呢，使基督呢，成为这个教会的头。
And also God led Christ to be the head over the church.
啊，教会这个词哈，就是被呼召出来的意思。
So church, this word assembly is the called out ones.
所以你讲到教会，不是讲到有个地上的组织。
So when we talk about church, it's not an organization upon the earth.
也不是讲到这个聚会的房子。
It's not about the building where we meet.
有教会的实际，就是这些被神呼召的圣徒能够走在呼召的实际里面。
The reality of the church is when those saints being called out, they are able to walk in the reality of the church.
所以这里在第四章就告诉我们说，我们呢行事为人要跟 呼召能够相称。
So in chapter 4 tells us that we shall walk worthy of the calling where you have been called.
所以在以弗所书这里告诉我们，就是这个基督身体见证的呼召。
So in book of Ephesians tell us the calling of the testimony of the body of Christ.
所以如果真的教会让基督做头，
Therefore if church truly let Christ be the head,
那各个肢体就会逐渐的在基督做头的实际底下就会成长，而且尽他的功用。
Then each member under the Christ as the head then will grow and also have its function.
然后这个新人就会逐渐的显明出来。
Then this new man will be gradually revealed.
啊，我们每一个弟兄姊妹，如果我们都活在那个新造的那个生命底下。
If each brother and sister live in the life that is being newly created,
那个新人就会被人经历到，被人看见，而且是开人眼睛的看见。
Then this new man can be experienced and also seen by men, which is can be eye-opening.
所以这个呼召在地上的部分，在我们生活上经历的部分，是新人，是基督的身体。
So this part of calling which can be experienced upon the earth, can be seen on earth, is this new man, the body of Christ.
在以弗所书第二章告诉我们，这个新人是把神国度的见证表明的一个器皿。
Book of Ephesians chapter 2 tells us this new man is a vessel that can reveal the testimony of Christ.
这个新人也是让人经历神的家的一个实际的一个器皿，也是个环境。
And also, this new man is a vessel and also an environment to let people experience the house of God.
那这个新人呢，也是圣殿的实际，所以是神借着圣灵居住所在的实际。
And also, this new man is the reality of the temple, which is God inhabited among men through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们每一个弟兄姊妹好好的顺服圣灵，受圣灵的教导，这是非常，不但是宝贵，是非常重要的，任何一个弟兄姊妹都不能缺少这样。
Therefore, it is not only precious, but also very important that each brother and sister follow the Holy Spirit and learn to follow His guidance.
你想说我们这个肉身的身体，只要某个地方，假设你看就是不正常的话，整个身体就出问题。
So our fleshly body, if any part is not normal, then the entire body has problem.
所以在地上来讲的话，我们是以基督身体能够显明新人的实际。
So upon the earth, it is this body of Christ can reveal the reality of the new man.
那但是呢，这个主所要做的呢，是把我们做成心腹。
But what the Lord would like to do upon to work upon us is to so we can become a bride.
所以这个呼召有一个羔羊婚宴的呼召。
So this calling has the calling of the wedding feast of the Lamb.
啊，这跟这新人是一致的，但是是另外一面。
And that is the same as the new man, but a different aspect.
所以今天主把每一个拯救回来的，都把这个呼召给他。
So the Lord to each one who is saved gives them this calling.
而且这个怎么样？这个呼召呢，是要立即成就的，不是说有这个呼召，然后搁置在一边，我们就好像不理他，放在一个好像被忽略的状态。
And this calling will be fulfilled immediately. It's not that we have this calling, but we just laid it aside and ignored it.
造一个真正的实际，如果我们认识主越多，经历主越丰富。
The reality is that the more we know Christ and the more we experience Him.
我们进入羔羊婚宴的渴慕就会越强烈。
Then our desire to enter into the wedding feast of the Lamb shall be even stronger.
而且这个是有福气的，所以我们就需要预备自己， 能够在这个方面能够配得上这个时机。
And this is a blessing, therefore we should prepare ourselves so we can be walk worthy of such reality.
所以主在地上的第一个神迹就是关于什么？婚宴的神迹。
So the first miracle, first sign our Lord performed on earth has to do with the wedding.
这是约翰福音第二章那个迦南婚宴。
That's the second chapter of John, the wedding of Cana.
所以这似乎告诉我们，就是主是何等的渴慕那个心腹赶快的能够长大成熟，能够跟羔羊成为羔羊的妻。
So this seems to tell us that how much our Lord desires the bride can be grown up and become mature, can become the bride of the Lamb.
所以从所有的我们所有的这个生活都会跟这个发生密切的关系。
So all of the aspects of our lives has to be so closely to do with this.
我们所有的服事也都跟这个会有密切的关系。
All of our services also has so much to do with this.
一面看见基督身体能够逐渐的成长，基督的身量能够逐渐要达到丰满。
On the one hand, we see the body of Christ can gradually grow and the measure of Christ can become full gradually.
那另外一面，真是教会装饰整齐，能够成为这个羔羊的幸福。
On the other hand, the church being fully adorned and become the bride of the Lamb.
我们知道启示录的十九章是讲到那些在参加羔羊婚宴有份的人。
We know Book of Revelation chapter 19 mentioned about those who take part of the wedding feast of the Lamb.
启示录第二十一章讲到羔羊的妻是所有的蒙恩圣徒，旧约新约的圣徒都已经在当中有份。
So Book of Revelation chapter 21 talk about the wedding of the bride of the Lamb, which is includes all the saints from Old Testament and New Testament from all the generations who are saved.
这两个有什么差别？
What's the difference between those two?
在启示录十九章那里讲到，十九二十讲到那里就是羔羊的婚宴，然后还有一千年作王。
So in Book of Revelation chapter 19 and 20 talks about the bride of the Lamb and also the reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
那这一些呢是在这个主再来之前活着，就是说主再来的时候活着被提的人，或者是那些已经怎么讲说已经就他没有活着被提，但是他在今生的时候他已经在神的眼光，在神的判定中他是预备好的人。
That talks about those who are being raptured when our Lord returns, or they might not be alive at that time, but while they were living, they already in God's eyes, they have already been ready in God's eyes.
所以主的话告诉我们说，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的是有福气的。
Therefore, Lord's word tells us, blessed are those who are being invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb.
所以主召我们进羔羊的婚宴是把福气给我们。
So the Lord called us to enter into a wedding feast of the Lamb is to give us blessing.
而且这些被能够进去的是首先这个神这个义的见证在他们身上是能够成就的。
And those who can enter in are the first ones the righteousness of God can be fulfilled upon them.
那在这一个新天新地来之前，主还要把那些还没有在今生还没有预备好的能够把它预备好。
And before the new heaven and new earth comes, our God will continue to prepare those who haven't been prepared in this life, but God will make them ready.
所以羔羊的婚宴也是这个在宝座前的这个护照。
So the wedding feast of the Lamb is also a calling before the throne.
所以这个像保罗他就对于这个护照呢他就非常的看重。
So Paul see it very important in regarding the calling.
他说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的。
Brethren, I do not count to have got possession myself, but one thing, forgetting the things behind and stretching out to the things before.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I pursue looking toward the goal for the price of the calling on high of God in Christ Jesus.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
As many, therefore, as are perfect, let us be thus minded. And if you are any otherwise minded, this also God shall reveal to you.
这里讲到存这样的心哈，其实这个字是心思。
So here is, you have to have this mind.
所以我们不但是有个感觉，灵里的感觉，我们的心思要被更新到一个地步，确定我答应了神的呼召。
Not only we need to have a feeling in the spirit, but our mind has been renewed to such a point we are so sure that we have answered God's calling.
而且保罗说，凡是完全人，你说如果我们要被带到完全的地步，那他总要存这样的心。
And Paul says, as many therefore as perfect, let us be thus minded.
这个是被神悦纳的，这也是主叫我们在面对征战的时候。你是个答应呼召的，所以呢，仇敌他怎么跟你搅动，都应该不能影响你。
So that is being acceptable to God, and therefore, when we face a spiritual warfare, since we have answered the calling, regardless of how the enemy disturb you, you cannot be shaken.
他说，如果在什么事上存别样的心思，神也必以此指示你们。
And if you are any otherwise minded, this also God shall reveal to you.
也就是说，我们的心思上，我们的魂跟不上，但是神借着圣灵或者神借着他的启示，在我们身上要把我们逐渐拉上去。
Therefore, that means if in our mind our soul cannot catch up, however, the Lord will reveal to us so He can pull us to follow.
然后他说，然而我们到什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
But where to we have attained, let us walk in the same steps.
这里没有强迫任何人的意思。这里呢，是当我们在什么地步，我们在什么地步行的时候，神继续启示，把我们带到那个这个得着从上头来呼召的，这样得奖得奖赏的这个呼召坐在我们身上。
So this is not to force anyone, but it's when we are able to, where we have attended and we walk in the steps, and therefore the Lord can work upon us to such a point we can receive the price of the calling.
所以就的事实来讲，如果我们可以进到这个羔羊的婚宴，其实不是我们比别人优秀。
So in reality, that actually if we are able to enter into the wedding feast of the Lamb, it is not that we are better than others.
如果可以在羔羊的婚宴里面有份，是因为蒙了怜悯，是因为这个是接受神的工作，让神把它做成在我们身上。
If we are able to partake in the wedding feast of the Lamb, it's because we have received mercy and also received God's work, so He can work upon us.
所以得着的人一定是大大的赞美主，但他却不会自夸。
So those who have attained, they must greatly praise the Lord, but they will not boast.
他不会自夸，他也不会自高。
They will not boast, nor they put themselves so high up.
他知道他能够达到那个地步，完全是因为神的怜悯。神大能手的工作。
They know that they are able to attend to such a point. It's all because of the mercy of God and also His work of His mighty hand.
那另外在这个怎么讲，在希伯来书呢，也给我们看到，就是说同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想。我们所承认或认为就是所承认为使徒为大祭司的耶稣。
And Book of Hebrews also show us, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus.
就是主从天上给我们呼召，这个呼召呢，真的把我们带进这个呼召，是主耶稣他做我们的使徒，他引导我们。
So it's our Lord Jesus gave us a heavenly calling, and for us to be enter into such calling, it's our Lord Jesus Himself to be the apostle. He guides us.
然后他也做我们的大祭司，所以我们有任何的需要，有任何的艰难。有任何的我们够不上，我们都可以坦然无惧地来到他面前。
And he is also our high priest. Therefore, if we have any difficulties or anything we fall short, but we can still boldly come before him.
那我们发现呢，这个在希伯来书讲到这个呼召的时候呢，它是因为是从天上来的，但它却要成就那个奇妙的事情。
So we find that when the book of Hebrews talk about this calling, on the one hand, it comes from heaven. However, it will accomplish amazing things.
这是在第二章，我们从第八节，第六节看起。
That's in second chapter. Let us start from verse 6.
他说：“有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。”
But one has testified somewhere, saying, "Wise man, that thou remembers him, or son of man, that thou visit him."
你叫他比天使微小一点，视他尊贵荣耀为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理。
Thou hast made him some little inferior to the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, and hast set him over the works of thy hand.
叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既叫万物都伏他，就没有剩下一样不伏他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他。
Thou hast subject all things under his feet, for in subjecting all things to him, he has left nothing unsubject to him. But now we see not yet all things subject to him.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了荣耀尊贵荣耀为冠冕。叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
But we see Jesus, who was made some little inferior to angels on account of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he should taste death for everything.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本，要领许多儿子进荣耀里去，是救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何以的。
For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through sufferings.
因那使人成圣和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。
For both he that sanctifies and those sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
所以这里呢，给我们看到呼召的同一个呼召的另外一个面。
So here shows us it's the same calling, but we see a different aspect.
就是万物伏在人的脚下。
That is all things are subject under the feet of man.
今天我们真正的情况，我们常常是被万物拖着跑的。
So our reality today is we are being dragged by all other things.
但是这里说是神要做到一个地步，使万物都伏在人的脚下。
But here says God will work to such a point that all things will be subject under the feet of man.
所以这是非常宝贵的啊！这个当然都需要我们进一步在主面前得启示的进入这个世纪。
So it's so precious, and we need the Lord's further revelation in order to enter into a reality.
但是这一切都跟我们这个人有关系。
But all this has to do with us men.
所以呢，在帖撒罗尼迦第五章二十三、二十四节有这样鼓励我们的话。
Therefore, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23-24, encourage us.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
Now the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
He is faithful who calls you, who will also perform it.
所以这里所有的呼召的成进入实际，跟我们这个人的灵魂身体有关系。
So for the calling to be entered into its reality, it has to do with our spirit, soul, and body.
那以弗所书第六章讲的那个信心的藤牌，那个征战，也跟我们的灵魂和身体有关系。
And also the book of Ephesians, when it talks about the shield of faith, the warfare also has to do with our spirit, soul, and body.
那具体的就是不但是我们是接受的主的呼召，我们能够蒙主的怜悯，能够明白，或者是能够被圣灵带到那个呼召的实际里面。
So what's more concrete is that when we receive the calling of the Lord, that we can by His grace and we can enter into its reality of the calling.
而不但是有呼召，这个呼召成为圣徒的盼望。
Not only has the calling, but this calling become the hope of the saints.
所以第一章特别告诉我们，我们需要圣灵启示我们，才知道我们所蒙的呼召，所得的盼望到底是什么，有多大。
So chapter 1 tells us we need the revelation of the Holy Spirit, then we know how great is the hope of our calling.
如果我们这个没有得着，你会发现我们在具体的事物上，我们就可以被仇敌甩过来甩过去，搅扰这个搅扰那个。
If we did not receive this, then we realize that in all those concrete things happening, then we can be tossed around by the enemy and all disturbed.
如果我们得的呼召是明确的，是具体的，而且是从宝座来的，是圣灵在我们身上确实做成的。
If the calling we receive is clear, concrete, and also from the throne, which is being worked upon us through the Holy Spirit.
你就会发现很多叫我们混淆，或者很多叫我们这个走差的这些情形呢，都被就是都被我们就被主都被在这个呼召里面把它过滤掉了。
Then you find that all those things that confuse us or even make us going astray, then actually it can all be filtered in this calling.
这个事情只有圣灵，只有主在我们上做，才能够进入这个实际。
So only when the Holy Spirit and the Lord works upon us, we can enter into its reality.
那也是我们愿意在主面前花足够的时间与主祷告亲近，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，在此警醒不倦。
And also we do need to spend time be willing to pray and seek before the Lord and pray in all season with prayer and supplication through the Holy Spirit.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit those words to your hands.
人是有限的，人交通你的话也是有限的。
Men are limited, so when men share your words, also being limited.
但是主你所要成就的和你的呼召是确实的。
But what the Lord would like to accomplish and your calling is rest assured.
我们先把圣战荣耀归给你，求你做成人所不能做的工作。
We first give you all the blessings and glory. May you accomplish the work that man cannot do.
把信心的藤牌坐在我们身上。
Do work the shield of faith upon us.
给我们穿上这，给我们教我们怎么用这个信心的藤牌来灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
Teach us how to use the shield of faith to quench all the inflamed darts of the enemy.
也叫我们戴上救恩的头盔，使我们的魂不受仇敌的搅扰。
And help us to put on the helmet of salvation so our soul is not being distracted by the enemy.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank you in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.